I've waited here for you ever long. Tonight I throw myself into and out of the red, out of the head, she sang. Come down and waste away with me. Down with me. Snow how you wanted it to be. I'm over my head, out of the head, she said. And I wonder when I sing along with you if everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say when, she said. Breathe out so I can breathe you in. Hold you. And now I know you've always been out of your head, out of my head, I say. And I wonder when I sing along with you if everything could ever feel this real falling. If anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say. Gotta promise not to stop when I say.
Good morning on this chilly Thursday morning. I'm Peter Duskus, and this is Dynasty. I'm flying solo today, so we'll see where my other companions are. Alright, let's put on some more music for you. This is the Goo Goo Dolls, Black Balloon.
Yesterday at the Safeco Park. That was awesome, man.
It was an awesome place.
I wanted to see the roof retract, though, and I didn't get to see that, but it was pretty amazing. We actually had good seats.
Good time.
What?
Said it was a good time.
Yeah, they had like grilled salmon sandwiches.
Yeah, that was so hard. Did like sashimi.
No, they didn't have a sushi bar there. Did they? Do they?
Like all sorts of weird stuff there.
I didn't see that, but they
all sort of like non-ballpark food, man.
Yeah.
And a couple of health violations from what I heard on the news. Oh well, they'll work it out. Beautiful ballpark though.
This is a new single.
I almost fell into that hole in your life. And you're not thinking about tomorrow, 'cause you were the same as me, but on your
Alright, welcome back to Dynasty on WDOT Port Washington. This is Peter Duskus. I'm still alone in the radio station. And let's talk a little sports. Alright. Watch the Vanderbilt, Tennessee basketball, men's basketball game last night. It was pretty good. Vanderbilt was holding in there, but Tennessee came out to win it by 9, I think. And, yeah, I was surprised. Vanderbilt played really well. So, good job, Vanderbilt. Let's see if anyone comes. I'll put in one more song for you guys. This is The Boys of Fillmore by the Ataris. Have you talked about the Super Bowl? The Duskus?
No, I was waiting for you to talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, I think that Arizona can pull off a huge upset and win this game, because I don't want Pittsburgh to win.
Think so?
Yeah, I think they can do it. They can pull it off, but it's a big... They're big underdogs.
I agree. Definitely agree.
So, I think that... The only thing that Arizona has a little bit of an advantage on is their wide receivers. I think they have a far... They have a more lengthy wide receiving crew, which is... Larry Fitzgerald, of course, who I think is better than Hines Ward, but... You really can't. They don't guard each other, so it really doesn't matter. They have Anquan Boldin. I hope he's healthy. If he is, they have a good chance. And then Santonio Holmes for Pittsburgh. And I have no clue who the third receiver is, but I know that Steve Breston is the third receiver for Arizona, Michigan. Woo. He was not good in Michigan, but he's good in Arizona.
That's fine.
But what about Pittsburgh defense?
It's good. Yeah, but I think the Pittsburgh defense, just the negation right there, what negates it is the Pittsburgh offensive line. Which the Pittsburgh defense is unbelievable. Troy Polamalu is great. Defensive line is great. If they get to Kurt Warner, they're fine. But if they don't, for some weird reason, then I think that Arizona can win this game off of their offense. I think they have a better offense than Pittsburgh does.
All right, that's a fair assumption. Well, men's basketball, you watch any games last night?
No, but I heard about Wake Forest. I was really upset. I wanted to see Wake Forest versus Duke, 1-2, but Virginia Tech won that game. And I'm a little surprised, but I want to know how many number one teams have lost already, because there's been a lot. Which is not surprising, but... Yeah. Any, hockey? I haven't been really following.
Rangers haven't played. They didn't play last night, so I didn't watch anything. But I saw the Islanders won 2-1.
Yeah.
Devils won 5-2, so that was huge. Two big wins for our New York teams.
Didn't the Devils or Rangers just beat the Islanders or something?
The Rangers did.
Oh, the Rangers did? Right.
Yeah. Recently.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Well, Harry and Brewster isn't here, so... Brewster? Yeah, Brewster. So, yeah, it's a little awkward.
Harrison went to the inauguration.
Oh, yeah. Good for him. My dad got tickets to that because he went to the Bruce Springsteen concert, the $5,000 Bruce Springsteen concert.
Oh.
Which you would never do unless it was the inauguration. But he said it was a very good concert, and... It was Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel.
Oh, that's huge. I'll go to that. That's sick.
Yeah, I'm going to a Billy Joel Elton John concert in Atlanta in March. And it was funny because my sister doesn't want to go, and she's crying about it. And she says, you know what? If I go to that concert, you have to go to Jonas Brothers. I'm like, that's not the point. When you're older, you'll like this music. When I'm older, I won't like this music. Jonas Brothers. So, I mean... Oh, shoot. Did I say something?
We got a little tornado in the room, apparently. This air conditioner is so old and it's killing us.
Can I say something? What?
No.
Okay.
Shoot. Let's see.
What else is going on in sports? College football. Michigan got their new coach. Oh no, the new defensive coordinator from Syracuse. I think he was the Syracuse coach, which is really not impressive. But I think since we got a new defensive coordinator, I think that he was known for his defense, which Syracuse didn't have a terrible defense, but they had a bad one. But the defense was definitely better than the offense. I was looking at games beforehand, and I think that he could be good, and I really hope that Michigan's set for defense, and they need a running quarterback. I've been looking at these scouts that they're getting, and they're not very promising, which is not a good thing. How about your, well, nothing's changing for Wake Forest. Wait, you're Wake Forest, aren't you, Ben?
No.
What is it?
Vanderbilt.
They're getting basketball this year.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They were really good last year, made to Sweet 16.
Michigan slipped. They're not doing well. After their 13-3 start, they're 13-6. It's not good.
Ooh, that's not great.
Yeah, they have to win the next 8 out of the 12 games that they have to make it, or have a chance of making it.
I went to a Duke-Southern Illinois game a couple weeks ago. It was exciting. I was in, like, the 15th row. We got the tickets. Like, some guy was like, hey, you want them? All right. And it was surprising. The first half was 12-7. It's crazy.
That's sick.
And then Duke just pulled away because they're Duke. But
yeah. Duke's an exciting team to watch because of their three-point shooters. And Paulus every now and then takes the wild shot from, like, a million feet away. And he makes it, which is sick.
Yeah, the old 65-footer.
Yes. It's like watching J.J. Redick when he played.
Except he's not as good as J.J.
Yeah, of course. J.J. Redick wasn't good. I think he's in Greek League or something. Oh, you hear about the Knicks? You hear about Stephon Marbury?
I don't follow the Knicks.
Oh.
So what happened?
But Stephon Marbury, he might get traded to Greece. A Greece league.
How does that work?
I don't know, but I just on ESPN, they were saying that Stephon Marbury, the Knicks, and some Greek team are trying to make a deal because this Greek team lost their star point guard, and they need a point guard now. So I'm thinking that they're going to trade him to Greece for maybe something, but I don't know. What? But, I mean, just get him off so we can get Patrick Ewing Jr. in, or even Allen Houston, who's been practicing with the team the whole year, in. We need another player.
Yeah, but think of now he has to move to Greece. He has to move his family. He has to do everything. And
does he have a family?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know if he has a wife and kids.
But it's like besides the point. That's a couple thousand miles. Come on. I don't like that.
Well, if he wants to do it, but I mean, if he does it, if he's fighting this, he's not gonna. I don't think he's gonna have to do it. Like he's gonna say. You know what? He's going to have to do something because he really hasn't put himself on the market for anyone to get to trade. And if this is the last option that the Knicks have to get him off. And I think Greece might even pay his salary, contract, the whole thing, if they get him. So I don't know why. The only reason why the Knicks wouldn't do it is because they felt bad, but I doubt they would do something else. Good song.
I don't know. I don't like trading players internationally.
Yeah, I don't like it either because the only reason why because
that's like the baseball trades with Japan. I think we got Matsui and that was great.
Yeah,
but just think of the Yankee prospects that went to Japan to play.
True.
I don't like that either. And their prospects, so they're 19, 20, 21.
I thought it was the same thing as
they're
like
kids
the
in Japan.
What? They didn't trade anyone to get Daisuke. I don't know if...
It was like a Babe Ruth deal.
Oh.
Like a money for a player.
Oh.
And he was terrible.
Daisuke?
No, I mean, I thought you were talking about the other Matsui, the Mets.
Oh, Kazu?
Yeah, that's... Never mind.
Yeah, he's not
Daisuke.
Kazu,
well. He's on the Red Sox, right? Daisuke?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. No, he's good.
not great like everyone said he would be, but he's still okay.
Yeah, productive. But it's all different in Japan because baseball is not—it's not the same caliber of play.
Yeah, they used to. They would pitch like first of all, Daki Matsui was a home run king, which is weird to begin with in Japan, and he had like 50, 60 something home runs, and Daisuke threw 130 pitches average, 120, 130 pitches average in Japan, which you can't do here. Because I think our batters are better. But,
you throw 130 pitches in a game, and
you're not
going to be on the cycle.
Yeah. Which also, Japan says that their pitchers, which is understandable, actually, like, leave at a young age for, like, they leave, like, 30-something, 32. They're done.
Would they retire?
Yeah, because they have no more arm strength.
That makes sense, because they pitch 130, 140 pitches a game.
Yeah. I don't know what all this hype was about the gyro ball. It is a great pitch. I think it's just a really, really weird curveball.
I've
seen it. It's interesting, but it's not, like, the most unbelievable pitch I've ever seen. It doesn't go, like, in a swirl.
What does it do?
It just goes... It goes, like, down, and it goes to the right. Like, a really sharp cut.
Screwball?
Yeah, it's like a screwball.
Wow.
But it's like, we haven't seen a screwball in such a long time that I think they...
Who throws it?
Thanks, guy.
Okay.
Kei Gawa was a bust for the Yankees, of course. Mets are doing good all season.
Yeah.
Ask us, what fan are you in baseball?
I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
Oh. Brewster's the Met fan?
Brewster. Harrison's a Met fan, I know.
I knew someone.
I don't know about Brewster.
Yeah, but the Mets are doing well. J.J. Putz, and they got another pitcher, which I haven't been following because I've been watching everything else. I cannot wait until March Madness.
Making a bracket?
My bracket was so ridiculous last year because I looked at everyone else's bracket before I did mine. And if I did it, I wanted it to be different. So I did a really not smart thing and put Duke to win the game. Which Duke has a much better chance this year to do that. Because if they play well in all their games, I don't know really who could stop them. Which no one has... Risen up to that challenge, which Michigan beat them, but they didn't play well.
Right.
Which is the only, like...
Duke has an off day maybe once a season, twice a season. Rare.
And,
they're just flat.
This year, actually, Duke has a Jewish player on their team, and the Jewish player got 1,000 points, the 57th Duke in history to get 1,000 points in his career at Duke.
Who?
John Shire.
Oh, he's good.
Yes.
He is good.
Yes. And I think, I'm not positive, but I'm probably sure that Gerald Henderson got it already, which he's sick to watch. What else? Yeah, John Shire, I mean, Jewish. First of all, I didn't know that he would be Jewish because, well, there's really not that many Jewish
basketball players
anymore. But, I mean, it's sick that I was like, oh my god, Jewish player. Shire.
Yeah.
1,000 points. Well, at least I think he's Jewish. Shire. Let's see. So, I thought that was interesting. They have probably one of the most players to get 1,000 points or more. I know Syracuse has like 50, which is pretty sick.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Michigan probably has one. Chris Webber. Probably.
Chris Webber. Oh.
Beautiful. It was beautiful. Time out. Oh, wait. We don't have any.
Oh, yeah. The classic.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, Fab Five. Yeah. We need to make it this year. This is the year for Michigan to make the NCAA tournament. And with their coach, John Boeheim, I don't know why we can't. We're just having bad days. Manny Harris isn't doing what he's supposed to be doing. Sean Sims isn't rebounding. And... I don't know what else to say.
A lot of problems about Michigan basketball.
They did so well in the beginning of the season. They look so good. Manny has...
And he's kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, Grady, he's a great ball handler, gets past the defense, scores. But then in the last few games, I watched the Wisconsin game, and they couldn't beat their defense. I'm like, take the three-pointer. And they wouldn't do it. They would try to go inside. They had a zone trap, and it was sick. So,
you know, I watched the Vanderbilt-Tennessee game last night, and all Vanderbilt was trying to do in the last 5 minutes of the game was like threes, and it was disappointing.
Huh.
Harrison. Sorry, boys.
Morning, Harrison.
D.C.
How was the inauguration?
Very, very lagged over. I was up this morning.
What do you mean lagged over? There's no time change.
doing homework at 6 this morning, so.
Why?
Why? Because I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You're just a diehard Democrat. We love it.
You just had to say to your teachers that you were at the inauguration and you didn't have to do the homework.
Especially Mrs.
I really wish it could be that way, but life isn't fair.
All right, we've got a minute and 15 seconds on Dynasty, so it's all you, Harrison, if you want it.
All right, so...
Hold on, we need to do a PSA.
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 Oh, my God.
We forgot to do a PSA.
Where'd you get the shirt? Colorblind and things?
And this is the sound of a kid telling her parents about the bully. If you don't hear about it from your kid, that doesn't mean it's not happening.
McGruff the Crime Dog here about how parents can tell if bullying is upsetting their children. Kids may avoid school. Grades may suffer. Stop bullies with words to your kids, school officials, or other concerned parents, and at McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
All right, this is WDOT Port Washington.
Yes, I do.
I thought you said you couldn't hear me.
The microphone's back on.
All right. Harrison, when's the next basketball game?
Friday against Great Excel. All
right, go there if you want to. No one's forcing you.
People, look for us on that care called Tele.
9.
29, Sunday night.
All right, well, it was good having you here on Dynasty. We'll see you next time.